judge post for. If I could get all the Superior Court candidates to come here and do just like their state court compatriots, and we'll begin the first race for Superior Court, which has this child, for Mr. Bachman. And so this child, if you could go first, and then Mr. Moore, and then... Okay, all right. Okay, we can change that. That's fine. All right, let's call the difference then. Sorry about that.
We'll be on hold?
Yes. If we had hold music, we would play it for you right there. But if Judge Schuster, I should say, this alter, or Judge Elsie, you could please go ahead and come on up. Yes, that's fine.
My name is Cindy Alter, and I'm a candidate for Superior Court, and I got it for Judge of Superior Court. I got to tell you, I've been a trial lawyer since 1978. Trial lawyers can't say their names in 90 seconds, let alone tell you everything we need to tell you. But I got to tell you, coming here tonight feels like it's coming home. I moved to Atlanta in 1975 to attend Emory, graduated in 78. When I was looking at the job board at Emory, somebody said, a man named Ray Gary Sr. in Mapleton is looking for a female associate. I said, I don't want to move. And I had no clue that Mapleton was metropolitan Atlanta. Our office was right across, literally right across the street, what was between the old Hickory Barbecue and the Exxon gas station. I spent 12 great years with Ray Gary Sr. We were country lawyers. We took everything that walked in the door, regardless of people's ability to pay. It was about helping people. It was never about making money. Loved being here. Loved Mapleton. Took some time off, raised my kids, came back to the practice of law, was a staff attorney for Ken Nix in the Superior Court. May he rest in peace. I was there for 8-9 years. Now I've got my own law firm in Marietta. Like I tell my clients, other than as a criminal defendant, there's no place in the courtroom I haven't sat, so I get it. I know what it's like to be in front of a judge. You need to be treated with integrity and respect. You need to be heard. And I have a website. It looks like I'm about out of time. My website's Alter Cobb's Future, and I would ask you to vote for me on May 24th and help me alter Cobb's future and bring integrity, transparency, and a great work ethic back to the Superior Court.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Good evening. I'm Judge Schuster. I'm the Chief Judge of the Cobb Superior Court. I want to thank you for electing me in 04, 08, 12, and I hope you'll elect me again in 16. What we do in Superior Court is handle your family law cases, your divorces. We handle your felony criminal cases, and we handle your cases involving real estate. We open and close, each of us, about 1,700 cases a year. That's a lot of cases. But the most important case we handle is the one in front of us that's in front of us at the time, and that's your case. It's very important that we keep the doors to the court open, that you are welcome. But with the felony cases, one of the things that we are now doing, and this is an evolution since 04, hard beds for hard criminals. We want to protect you from the rapists, the armed robbers, the sex traffickers, and those who molest your children. But when your neighbor has a drug problem, we want them to have a treatment court. When your veteran comes back with a war injury, we want them to have a veterans court. And when the person has a mental health injury or problem, we want them to have a mental health court. That's how we've evolved over the years. So I am glad and I'm proud, again, I'm Steve Schuster, to serve as your Superior Court judge.
Thank you. I'm Joanne Elsie, and I am currently a juvenile court judge in Cobb County. I don't know how this happened, but my legal career now has spanned 32 years. That sort of snuck up on me, and the number is kind of scary. I'll tell you about my background. I've been a lawyer since 1984. I started out in private practice when I opened my own law firm and focused on criminal and domestic litigation. In 2002, the Superior Court judges of Cobb County decided that I was the most qualified candidate out of about 40 lawyers who applied for the job as a juvenile court judge, which I've been doing since 2002. I also am a what we call an assisting Superior Court judge. Part of my duties as a juvenile court judge is to hear cases in the Superior Court, which I have done routinely since 2002, so I've already done the job. Our race is unique because for the first time, voters will have an opportunity since 2004, when my opponent, the incumbent, was elected, to have a meaningful experience in the voting booth because he's never had opposition before. Now he's got two people running against him, and we'll see what the voters say. I hope they say it's time for a change in Cobb County. Please vote for Joanne Elsie on May 24th. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
These are candidates for Superior Court, and we'll have them come up in this order. First, Chuck Bachman. Next, Kim Childs. And then last will be Grady Moore.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Chuck Bachman. I'm running for a seat on the Cobb County Superior Court. Now, I'm running for an open seat. There's not an incumbent judge running. Judge Adele Grubbs is retiring. And so I've spent 17 years practicing law. I live up in the city of Marietta with my wife and two kids. I'm a product of the Cobb County school system. Now, I'll say very openly, I do not have a prosecutorial background. If you want somebody who's been a career prosecutor, I'm not your person. If you agree with me that the bench needs to be a little bit more balanced and have people with prosecutorial backgrounds and people with civil backgrounds, then I'd ask you to consider me. And here's why I'd ask you to consider me. I think one of the most important things for a judge is to have the heart of a servant, somebody who's here to serve the public. Now, how do you know that I've got a heart of a servant? Well, I came out of law school, and I worked for a big firm downtown. And I made partner the first year I was eligible. And y'all probably know that big firms aren't in the business of making people partners that don't have the legal acumen and the work ethic to do it. But right after I made partner, I left and opened a firm up in Cobb County where my family lived, because even though that position was financially comfortable, it wasn't morally fulfilling to me. I wanted to be close to my family. I wanted to be involved in my kids' lives. So I don't have a whole lot of time to tell you all of my story tonight, but somebody who's willing to leave financial comfort, a big law firm, to open a practice in Cobb County to be close to their family, somebody who's going to serve you on the bench, somebody who's going to treat you with respect, somebody who's going to do the right thing, because that's my commitment to you. If you elect me as your Superior Court judge, I will do the right thing every time. I will treat people with respect, and you'll get a fair shake in front of me, regardless of race, religion, color, or anything else. Chuck Bachman, B-A-C-H-M-A-N, for Superior Court judge. I appreciate it. I'd love to talk to you afterwards.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kim Childs, and I'm also running for the open seat on the Superior Court bench that's created by Judge Adele Grubbs' retirement. My legal career began a little bit differently than the typical judicial candidate. I started off right out of college as a guard over at the DeKalb County Jail. No one thought I was going to last, and it's a very tough environment, but I learned a lot about people, I learned a lot about myself, I learned how to handle tough situations, and how to make some tough decisions. I then went on to work as a paralegal, and I put myself through law school at night down at Georgia State, working full-time during the day. My hard work paid off. I graduated magna cum laude and also worked at a large law firm in downtown Atlanta. I've always, as a practicing attorney, I've been representing businesses in complex and commercial business litigation. In 2007, before the recession, might have done it a different way if I knew the recession was coming, I hung out my own shingle in Cobb County and started representing small businesses. Since then, after a lot of hard work, a lot of focus and determination, I've had a successful litigation practice. This past year, I was named as one of the top 100 Georgia super lawyers, top 50 women super lawyers, one of Georgia's legal elite in the area of business law, and I'm president-elect of the Cobb County Bar Association. But more importantly, really, what I'd like for you to know today is that it's the hard work and the commitment to the law and the focus it took me to get those awards that better represent who I am as a person and as a candidate. I'm Kim Childs, and I ask for your vote for Superior Court Judge. I live just up the way in Smyrna with my two kids. May 24th, Kim Childs. Thanks.
Good evening. I'm not Grady Moore. My name is David Willingham, and Mr. Grady Moore, since his regress, he's actually trying to get here right now from another event, but he's stuck in some traffic. Mr. Grady Moore is and has been a servant of your community for the past 18 years in Cobb County as an assistant DA. He's now in private practice, but before that, he was a servant in our community prosecuting the most serious violent felonies affecting our community. When you go to the ballot box, and by the way, he gave me a script, and I'm going to speak from the heart a little bit because I know Grady. When you turn on the news every night, what do you see on Channel 2? You see stories about crime. That's what you see on the news. You've seen Grady Moore on TV if you watch the news. He has been instrumental in fighting crime in this community for the last decade or so, and I can tell you from knowing him, he has a servant's heart. He is now in private practice as a defense lawyer, and he is using his experience as a prosecutor to be fair not only to his clients, but to all those that he comes across in the justice system. He's the only person in his race that's ever tried a criminal case here in Cobb County. The only person. Criminal cases are about 65% of the docket in Superior Court. So when you go to the ballot in November, remember that Grady Moore has more criminal experience than anybody else in the race. He's a Vanderbilt law graduate. He's a smart guy, and he's the one you should vote for. Thank you very much.
Mr. Allen, and also Senator Rhett, please come here so they can be ready to roll right after we hear from the next two Superior Court judges. So at this point, we have Judge Green, and also we also have Judge Wade.
I am not Judge Green. Judge Green was unable to come tonight because he had made a commitment that he didn't feel he should break previous to the circumstances that have to cause him to run this time. But I just wanted to come by and take a couple seconds to tell you about him. He's a United States Marine veteran. He runs the Veterans Court, which is a special court in Cobb County that they try to take care of the veterans in a special way. He's been on the bench here for 6 years, was appointed by the governor, and then ran after two years and was elected. He is a Rotarian, he's a chamber member, and he's a youth sports coach. He's asking for your vote to continue to serve Cobb County, and he would like you to look at his website, which is RubenGreen.com. And it'll tell you all about his achievements. And thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Nathan Wade. I am a municipal court judge in the city of Marietta. I'd like to take this time to sort of give you a snapshot of who I am as opposed to spouting out all the qualifications that I have, because I can do that. But I'd like to distinguish myself from my candidate. Now, all the other races that you've heard, it's hard to keep to separate them. I know that, but there's only one other person that I'm running against, and that's Reuben Green. If you do your research, as other candidates have already suggested to you, you'll find that we have an ethical challenge here, and that is why I'm running against this particular judge. If you go home, the last candidate talked about watching the news. If you go home and you watch the news, his face will appear because of ethical challenges. So I'm running against Reuben Green for ethical reasons. Now, of course, I'm qualified. I'm a former prosecutor as well. But I'm also a former defense attorney. So I've argued both sides of the beat. And I think that's very important to have experience from both sides of every argument, because then you have no stake in it. You have no dog in the fight. I want to bring to this particular seat ethics. I want to bring fair treatment to the community, and I want to bring justice for all. And that's very important to me, that our court, the Superior Court in Cobb County, not only reflects justice for all, but we're doing that. Nathan Wade, VoteNathanWade.com. Thank you.